Sanhedrin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel 9:3, and the Mishnah is continuing to discuss principles that apply to convicted murderers. Here it says, Rotseach, if you have a murderer, Shnis Arev Ba'acherim, whose identity is mixed up with other people who are not murderers. Like, for example, two people shot guns and you don't know which one was the killer. Or for the matter, one person's a murderer and one person isn't, and identities got mixed up, you don't know which one's which. So in all such scenarios, Kulan Paturin, so everyone gets off. We're not going to prosecute anybody because we don't want to prosecute and convict or punish a person unjustly. Now, before we go on, there's now what's called a chsuri mechsura. There are missing words in the Mishnah, and these are perhaps the most important missing words to insert in the whole of the Mishnah, which are just as you could have a person convicted and sentenced to death, you could have an animal who is convicted and sentenced to death. There are a few reasons why that might be the case. We discussed earlier in the chapter, in the parak, I should say, in the mesecht, I should say, where you need to have a bezin of 23 to convict. And all animals which are sentenced to death, for whatever reasons, are called by the general term shor haniskal, like a cow that has to be stoned. And the idea is that once the cow has been convicted of its, let's say, killed another person, a human being, so it's called shor haniskal, it has to be stoned, and it's aser bahana, it's forbidden to get benefit from such an animal. So it's like a not kosher cow anymore, so to speak. So if that cow gets mixed up with other cows, so then even though usually the rule is that if you have a tarovus, a mixture of items, like a mixture of animals, and the rule is usually that there's a bittel barov, that the minority loses identity as part of a larger majority in the mixture. But there are limitations to that, at least rabbinically. And one of the most significant limitations there is if you have what's called a beria, a living creature, a whole creature. So the whole creature, even if it's dead for that matter, is considered to be too significant to be batel. It can't lose its identity. And that being the case, if you would have one cow that's a shor haniskal is convicted, and then you have it mixed up with 100 other cows, then essentially all the cows become aser bahana. The whole mixture becomes aser bahana, so all 101 cows do, and therefore you have to essentially do skill on all 101 cows. Now, just to make sure it's clear, lahalacha, if the cow hadn't yet been convicted of whatever it was, and they got mixed up with others, then they all would just be released and go free. There's no iser. But once it's been convicted, so then it, if it's part of a mixture, the whole mixture needs to be essentially stoned and then buried. That's the halacha. Now, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees on that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, with respect to animals that are convicted for execution, if there's a mixture of them, one that needs and 100 that don't, whatever it is, so then kontin osan lakipa, you don't need to bother going through the entire process of stoning all of them. Instead, you can just put them all into like a contained space. Kipa means, let's call it a contained space, and let them die on their own. You don't have to exert yourself to do the whole climbing them up and then throwing them down and doing the stoning, etc. Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda at all. But the important thing here, the most important thing, is to make a note to yourself that the Mishnah doesn't read like that because there's missing words. The Mishnah, if you take it on face value without the chesur mechsura, sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is talking about human beings, but he's not. Okay, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Now, a new part of the Mishnah. If you have another way in which you have people get mixed up, kol chayve misos shenis arvo ze beze, if you have, let's say, two prisoners, both of whom have been convicted of crimes for which the penalty would be execution, so then if they had different punishments coming to them, let's say one was getting skila, the worst, and one was getting chenek, the least horrible, so then if they don't know which one's supposed to get which, so then nidon and bakala, they both get the least severe, because of course you don't want to punish a person by giving something he doesn't deserve, so the person who didn't deserve skila wouldn't be getting skila. Okay, so you do by the least. Now, that then raises the question, so what is the hierarchy? So we've discussed it before, and I'll say it again here. The halacha, the chachamim, is that the worst of them all is skila, the next bad is sreifa, burning, the next bad is hereg, beheading, with a scythe, with a sword, and then the least bad of the horrible ways to die, by execution of the bezin, is chenek, strangulation. So now, that's the din, but actually, as we saw before, there's a machlokas on two of pieces of that hierarchy. There, Rabbi Shimon holds, he agrees that there's the two worst ones are Skila and Srefa, and the two less horrible ones are Herig and Chenek, but he switches the order around. And he holds that Srefa burning is worse than Skila stoning, and that Chenek strangulation is worse than Herig beheading. Okay? So now, the Mishnah's principle everyone agrees to, which is if you have two people who have different punishments coming to them and they get mixed up, you'll give them both the lesser of the two. The question just is which is the lesser of the two? And that's our discussion now. So, Haniskalin ba'nisrafin. If you have people who are to be stoned, mix up people who are to be one or more person who is to be burned, Rabbi Shimon Omer nidonim beskila. They both should get skila because he holds that the less severe, the stoning is less severe. V'shasreifa chamura, because the burning is more severe, says he. V'chacham omrim, the chacham disagree. Nidonim besreifa. They hold that if they get mixed up, they will all get sreifa. Burning because shaskila chamura, because stoning is more severe. So now Rabbi Shimon, they're going to discuss this. Rabbi Shimon says, Amar lahen Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says to the chachamim, Ilo ha'isa sreifa chamura. He's going to bring a proof that burning is more severe than stoning, because if it wouldn't be the case that sreifa is more severe, then lo nitna levas kohen shizinta. Then it wouldn't be a special punishment, like an additional extra bad punishment given to the Bas Kohen who is adulterous. Now, if you recall back, the case is like this. We said on the list of the people who get skila is also the Na'ara HaMurasa. Na'ara Murasa, remember the girl, 12 and a half or younger, she's a Murasa, she's legally married because she accepted the Kesef Kedushin, but she's not yet functionally married, she hasn't moved in with her husband to live with him yet, as a Nesua. So then if that girl is a Basula and she hasn't left her father's house, and then she is with another man, so then the consequences, if she was willing and he was willing, so then the consequences is stoning, okay, skila. Now, we learned also that if a Bas Kohen, a daughter of a Kohen, who's now married, if she is mezana, if she has an affair, her punishment is like worse because she's a Bas Kohen special, and she gets sreifa. So says Rabbi Shimon, look, if you have a girl, a regular, you know, Nara, Marasa, is getting Skila, but the Bas Kohen would get like a worse one, Srefa, so you see Srefa must be worse than Skila. The Chachamim reject that, though, because they say that the girl, the Bas Kohen, who gets the punishment of Srefa is only one who is a Nesua. She's already functionally married, living with her husband, and that would never apply to a Nara Morasa. So the point is, according to the Chachamim, it's very simple. A regular case of adultery is Chenek. If it's a woman who is a Bas Kohen, then she's up to Srefa. And if it happens to be Nara Morasa, then it would be even worse yet, Skila. But that would never apply to a Kohen, because the Kohen, I mean, that would apply to a Kohen as well, because Srefa for a Kohen, a Bas Kohen, only applies to a woman who is an Asua, not a Arusa. Okay, so they reject that proof. Now, on the other direction, says the Mishnah further, Amru lo, ilo lo haisa skila chamura. They said to him, if stoning weren't the most severe, lo nitna lemegadif ula oved avodah zara. So say the Chacham, the worst possible crimes are megadif, the one who curses, blasphemes Hashem, and the oved avodah zara, the one who's idolatrous. Those, of course, come to the bedrock of one's, you know, a relationship with Hashem and a violation thereof. So those are the worst crimes, and the punishment for those are skila. So obviously that would tell you that they're the worst of all. But Rabbi Shimon says not necessarily. He doesn't necessarily accept that. As for the other pair, which is neharagin v'nechenakin, if you have one person convicted, let's say, or more than one who's convicted for getting herig, beheaded, like say, let's say he was a murderer, and v'nechenakin, other people who were one or more person who was convicted to get chenek, strangulation, let's say, you know, an adulterer. So if you don't know which is which, again, you get to give the less of the two, but which is the less of the two? Rabbi Shimon Omer, b'sayef. Rabbi Shimon says, with the sword, meaning herig, beheading, that's the lesser of the two. B'cham omrim b'chenek. The Chacham say, no, it's chenek. It's strangulation is the lesser of the two. Now, the argument here is based on the argument that the Ir HaNidachas. So the Ir HaNidachas, that corrupted city where the majority of the residents serve idols. So the The halacha is that the people who participate in idolatry, they get beheaded. So that is indeed that's the tereg. But the madiach himself, the person who got the people to serve the idols, so according to the hachamim, that person gets skila, as we saw in our Mishnah. So that stands to reason. The guy who is the corrupter, the madiach, gets a worse punishment. The problem is that Rabbi Shimon holds, for whatever, like textual reasons, technical reasons, that the punishment to a madiach is only chenek, or it's chenek, I should say. So Rabbi Shimon holds it stands to reason. If the madiach gets chenek and everyone else who followed his orders gets hereg, it must be that chenek is worse. Okay, but since the chum say no, he doesn't get chenek, he gets skila, the whole thing's not a proof. At all events, the halacha is like the chacham, so the din would be, the hierarchy would be, as you know already, it would be skila, then sreifa, then hereg, then chenek, and if people get mixed up, you give the punishment that's the least of those four in that hierarchy.